Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is the Friday after Ash Wednesday, the 24th of February, 2012. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Here we are, Friday during Lent. Check in with your spiritual practices, bodily fasting, almsgiving, extra prayer. But there's a particular kind of fast that gives joy to God. It's certainly not the fast that is a mere outward sign or even some kind of spiritual athleticism. I can do this, and just kind of muscle through with very little change on the inside. The goal is that our fasting would connect us with those who are really hungry, those who suffer poverty. So if one out of six are in desperate poverty and food insecurity and go without meals several times a week, our skipping a couple meals or having one meal not equal to the two smaller snacks is really minor. Even abstaining from meat on Fridays during Lent while we enjoy king salmon and clam chowder, it's not really fasting. Yes, it meets all the requirements, but our goal is to allow ourselves to think about what we do with food. How much we consume, how little do we consume of this or that, how much of these others? Do we know actually what our daily food costs are? Well, some estimates say that maybe as high as 85% of the world is less than $2 a day for food. Well, you can't go to Java Hoos for coffee unless you're just going to have coffee for your whole daily nutritional value. And even in our country, $2 of beans and rice would be not so much. Isaiah asks us to fast in this way. Release those bound unjustly. Is there someone we need to forgive or be reconciled with? Free the oppressed. Is there a particular group or individual that our community or our society presses in on and holds bound? Are there those we know who are locked in loneliness or depression and could use a visit? How do we break their yoke? Well, the most strongest image of breaking the yoke is working for justice. That those who are hungry have access to food. Those who are thirsty have access to water. Those who are, in fact, in slavery would be freed. And that our life and our style of consumption would not contribute to their captivity. Giving bread to the hungry is pretty clear. Find someone hungry, give them bread. See someone naked, share your clothes. But that does also mean we need to look in our closet and go, I've got clothes I haven't touched in years. Maybe they're too big, they're too small, I'm waiting to be that size. Maybe I'll never wear them. Is there someone we could give them to that could use them? Is there someone who needs the clothes we have? And it would become a huge gift. Then, right, when we become unattached from the food we eat and the stuff that often owns us, right, instead of we owning it, then our light will break forth like the dawn, and our wounds, our deep spiritual wounds, Isaiah promises, will be healed. For then we'll be feasting at God's table, where everything is taken and given freely. We've been given a huge gift in our faith. Let us allow this Lent to encourage us to give ourselves away, both in tangible things and in our time, in our talent, and in our prayer. For Jesus witnessed that that was the way back to the Father.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.